Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. J.D. Nunnally was a traveling man. In July 1877, his travels had taken him to Roseburg, Oregon. From there, he wrote back to his San Francisco newspaper, the Pacific Rural Press. "People look and act sleepy here," he wrote. "Truth is, they can live too easily. Don't have to work hard enough to give them energy. The farmers plow and sow their grain, then sit down until it's ripe. Then harvest the grain, then sit down again until it's time to plow. They haven't time to plow or even prune their orchards. I haven't seen a well-taken care of lot in the city yet. Dog fennel, a weed, grows luxuriantly." At the celebration of the 4th of July, 1,500 persons were present. The people were far more quiet than I am accustomed to. There was no cheering during the speech or during the day, except on the arrival of and during the stay of the Plug Uglies, a train to animal act. They were comical indeed. The reading of the Declaration of Independence by Miss Lockwood of this city was good. The people were very distant and reserved to a stranger. They seemed to dislike Californians. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.